Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 4 of K-Talks. I can't believe it's episode 4 already. I'm your host, Kay Bellows, and I'm so happy to be here and be with all of you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I want to give a quick shout out to Subscriber of the Week, and that goes to Alexa Slay. 5 stars. Love, love, love. Amazingly vulnerable and full of heart and inspiration. Ah, girl, thank you so much. That means more than you know. I just really appreciate you taking the time to listen and write a review. You're so amazing. I saw that you shared it and tagged me on Instagram as well. And I want to thank you for helping me put the word out there. I really just want to help you guys in any way that I can and just share my insights and just I really want to create a podcast that you guys love and enjoy listening to. So thank you so much. So I don't know if any of you guys can relate to this, but I'm definitely a bit of a workaholic. And it's challenging for me sometimes to just sit still and to breathe. And that's why I take the time to carve out the space to do yoga and to meditate, because if I didn't, honestly, it wouldn't happen. And it's definitely one of the more important things that we need to be doing, because if we're just all work all the time and there's no balance, I mean, we can start to feel drained. We're going to feel burnt out, and that's just not good for our mental or emotional health. So today I allowed myself to sleep in. I didn't set an alarm, which was really, really hard for me, if I'm being honest. And I woke up, I did my usual gratitude and journaling and watched my vision video, but I just noticed that today I was very much in the space of just wanting to have a bit of a slower day and just feel my way through the day and allow some space to just be rather than just go, 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 which, I mean, honestly, it's pretty opposite to like what my days usually look like, but I just have to remind myself that we need that balance. We need that yin and that yang. And right now I actually want to dive into the topic of hustle. And there is definitely a lot of hustle. It's almost like a culture that's been created and it's being talked about and pushed. And maybe it's been put on a bit of a pedestal. And it's almost like we wear our busy as a badge of honor. And I mean, don't get me wrong. It's important to work towards your goals and your dreams every day. And I'm 100% for this. I mean, I definitely have some really big goals and dreams that I want to achieve, but it's also just as important, if not more, to take the time to breathe and to feel good and to check in with ourselves. Like, what are we running to? Or maybe the more accurate question is, what are we running from? And I am definitely 100% guilty of this. And I did this when I was bodybuilding, when I was in theater, when I was in music school, and even recently now with my new online business and starting this podcast. And I mean, I love it. I love working and doing things that I'm passionate about. It really does fuel me. And I've always just been a very goal-driven, goal-oriented person. But I was reflecting on why I always feel the need to, you know, be working like all of the time. And I had to ask myself, like, why is that? And it's very interesting when you start to just peel away the layers and self-reflect and just observe like what's actually going on. And I mean, stick with me here because I'm going to go pretty deep. But I realized that I sometimes tie my worth to my work. And sometimes I feel not worthy if I'm not working super hard all of the time, which is, I don't know, it's weird. It's almost like I need to earn my place. And I don't know if any of you guys can relate to this. And I was just trying to think back to where this mentality and behavior came from. I mean, was it something that I learned from a family member, a friend, the culture or society that we grew up in? And I think it's just a combination of so many things. And I just want to say this. It's so important to know that we are worthy of just being. And we don't need to be doing something every minute of every day to feel like we're successful. We don't need to earn our place in the world. Also, just know that our worth is not defined by our work. So, I mean, if you're like me, you're a bit of a workaholic, I want you to just reflect and ask yourself, where is this coming from? Why do you feel the need to always be working and hustling? Do you feel like it defines you? Is it tied to your worth? Or is there maybe something deeper going on, so you're throwing yourself into work, but really all of that busyness is actually just covering up emotions or life things that we don't want to deal with? Like, what don't we want to look at? Because it's so much easier to just be busy with work or life than it is to just stop and be with ourselves. What are we covering up by being busy or being a workaholic? And I've definitely noticed this myself, and covering up these emotions that I'm afraid to feel or maybe just not ready to deal with. So it's just so much easier to throw myself into work or shopping or eating or you know, whatever it is that we're distracting ourselves with, than it is to feel the things that are coming up for us. But by ignoring them and pushing them away momentarily, they're not going anywhere. They're sitting there under the surface, and we're just actually coping and getting by. And, you know, if you think about, it's like trying to hold a ball underwater, and you can only hold it under the water for so long before there's just so much pressure that builds up and it pops. It's just really interesting when you start to peel away the layers, so stay with me. But I mean, for me personally, I get a lot of happiness and fulfillment from what I do, and it really does fuel me to just show up every day and do the work. But sometimes doing, I guess, the quote unquote work is also just sitting and breathing and allowing space for yourself to just be. And I mean, that's a different kind of work. And that's the inner work that we all need to really be doing. But I mean, it's not easy. And I think that's why so many people avoid it or throw themselves into external work or distractions. And I mean, that's myself included. And I've been on a personal growth journey myself for, I mean, over the past 10 years now, but over the past 4 months, I've really just been reflecting on this a little bit more. And it's super interesting when you really just take a step back and see what actually could be going on beneath the surface. So if you look at everything that's happened with COVID and when this pandemic broke out, I mean, a lot of external things that we were filling our lives with were, I guess, pulled away from us. People lost their jobs, shopping centers were closed, restaurants, we couldn't go out with our friends. Things just really slowed down, and we weren't on 11 all the time. We just, I mean, unless of course you're a essential worker, but the world just kind of came to a pause. And it's almost like Mother Nature and the universe or God or whatever your beliefs are was telling us to just stop and just slow down, because we were forgetting and missing some of the most important things. Connecting with a loved one, appreciating the smaller things in life, which are really just the big things, connecting with ourselves. And we just can't keep going the way that we were. Because, you know, what we're truly seeking isn't something that can be found outside of ourselves. What we're really seeking is actually already inside of us. And it can't be filled up with work. And, you know, even if our work brings us fulfillment and a sense of purpose, we just need to take the time to be still long enough to look at those parts of ourselves that maybe make us a little bit uncomfortable, and uncover it and be with those feelings, as opposed to just covering it up with work and external distractions like we're used to. And I feel like this pandemic has definitely given us a bit more of a chance and space to be able to do that. But it's definitely not easy to look at those parts of ourselves. And like I said, it's just so much easier to throw ourselves into work and fill our lives up with being busy. But we need to take the time to do that internal work as well. And when we make those shifts, you'll actually begin to notice that the external work just flows so much better, and the universe just opens up to you, and you have more flow and synchronicity in your life because you're now actually tuned in to a higher vibration. You're tuned into yourself and your intuition, rather than just covering up with all of those distractions. And, you know, when we start to heal those parts of ourselves and show ourselves more love and compassion and grace, we have more emotional space to just show up and do that for others and just serve on a deeper level. And honestly, that's where the true change begins. So if you find yourself stuck in the go, go, go and the busyness of your life, or you're like me and you're a workaholic, I want you to just stop and ask yourself, like, what am I running from? What am I covering up with these external distractions? Because it's really just all connected. And when you do the inner work, like I said, your outer world just shifts and life becomes more fulfilling, and you'll just find yourself living with more purpose and with more alignment because you've healed, or you're healing, because it's definitely an everyday journey, and this work, it never ends. It's just kind of the journey of life, I guess. But I mean, it's definitely worth it, because I don't know about you, but I would much rather feel all of the messy things than be numb and walking around just going through life. I don't know, like just going through the motions and just running to the next thing. So I just wanted to share all of this insight with you. I really do hope that it helps you just uncover some things in your own life. And I do want to just leave you with a little bit of homework and as a small journaling exercise. I can't help myself. And I want you to write out all of the things that you're filling your life up with right now, and just reflect and ask yourself, is this bringing me closer to what I'm seeking in life? Am I keeping busy just for the sake of keeping busy? And am I avoiding any unexpressed emotions by throwing myself into work? So I know this was a pretty deep topic, and I really just kind of went into it. So I want to thank you guys for tuning into this episode of K-Talks. I feel like there might be a part two of this just because there's so much to talk about. So until next time, I'll see you guys later. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of K-Talks. Please hit that subscribe button for a chance to get a shout out for Subscriber of the Week. And also please write a review and let me know what you loved about this episode. I do really want to hear from you and create content that you love and enjoy listening to. It would mean the world to me if you could please share with a friend. And don't forget to tag me at KBellows on social media so I can see you're listening and reach out and connect with you. Until next time, I'll see you later.